government, with state, the county, the state, for let the U.S. government speak hard on the country and take such drastic decision. We not just get to affect directly government people, but like army co-presenter, they say other family members as well.
Government has never waited. This government has been very proactive.
There are reasons for this. We lead to the stage where the country is on now.
As I said, it's a sovereign decision. The U.S. government only can explain why they take this decision. But for we as a government, after elections and the government fully constituted, we have been engaging. We have been engaging diplomatically. We mission in Washington has been engaging with the, as a matter of fact, even with discussions with Secretary Blinken and the ambassador in discussions with the Undersecretary of State. So negotiations, discussions, engagement began to take place, even at the level of we mission in Washington. The engagement began to take place at the level of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Engagements have been happening even at the level of the presidency. At every available opportunity, engagement be always. So it is not, this decision is not taken because of lack of engagement. As I say, maybe it's just part of a predictable step where the U.S. government was meant to go down this route. As we say, we never wanted this, but now that it is what it is, it gives both parties an opportunity to engage and hopefully foresee a revision of this decision.
So we also want to start for get them right, because obviously you say the election was not meant to be perfect, but according to the U.S. government, there were irregularities in the election. So also want to get for start for get this whole situation right and make an amends.
Well, this is something where, as I say, now both parties get for sit down for engage. On we own part, this is a notice that has come out, and so it is important, even as a government, we need for benefit from further clarification about all of this. So until really we get specific issues and specific details, government itself not going to make some conclusion at this point. We just want for at this point for register say this is not what we wanted. As far as we're concerned, as a government, we have a president who's been duly elected. If there are issues around elections, post-elections issues, President Julius Maada Bio in the address don't announce the setting up of an electoral review committee. That is key. And we believe say that they're important because we they look futuristically now. So if we had issues relating to this, what do we do to strengthen our processes moving forward? So as a government, there has never been lack of action on the part of government. Maybe not to the extent as some people might have wanted it. It gives us an opportunity for engage more.
And which another extent, the way you think say people want government for engage or dialogue with necessary people, whether it's international partners or other set of people in the country, maybe especially the opposition?
I may not know that at this point. And
but
I think
people want
so that's why I said maybe. So it's left with whoever have outstanding concerns for raise them.
From the first statement of the outgoing ambassador, we then point out things them. We then believe say nobody go right at the election and things away the country will also get for the MCC. And then you wanna try for engage them and look at why they come to that conclusion day. Because people are gonna say if there was an engagement, this second statement were more drastic than the first one, not for become out.
We have engaged comprehensively. You know when lawyer go court, you will canvass the best argument. But none of the guarantee you say you will have a ruling in your favor. So you may canvass the best argument. As a government, we have comprehensively engaged. And as we said, maybe this was meant to happen for satisfy the position of the U.S. government. For we, as a government, we will use this opportunity for engage and see that this decision is revised. So not of us a government has never engaged, not that government has never canvassed the best arguments. We have done so. But now that it is what it is, it will not stop us from engaging further.
The election committee, very key. Looking at the mandate we get and looking at the kind of work we get for them, the expectation. But from where the vice president, chair come out and so much, not much where people don't hear about the election committee in work. They don't start at any point for doing anything.
Yes, Sambola, this day in the pipeline, this is such an important issue for me government to pay attention to. When President Bio, in his address to the 6th Parliament, announced the setting up of the Electoral Review Committee, he meant every word that he uttered. And I will assure you, that government, they work very hard. As a matter of fact, discussions very advanced now for tidy up the composition of this committee, so this committee gets down to work. It's an important issue, and you always have to get it right from the get-go. So I will assure my family they say, indeed, government remain very committed to the Electoral Review Committee, and President Biodo announced how the different players in the committee, and we believe so with them different players will go do justice to this, so that we could use this opportunity for strengthening with processes moving forward.
Mr. Press Secretary.